We would occasionally see a sea star with mild symptoms of sea star wasting syndrome, or even every once in a while we saw one with severe wasting. But when we really saw the significant die-off was in late summer and early fall 2016.
They're listed by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. And who are they?
It's an international entity. The Oregon State University team and the Nature Conservancy were kind of the lead researchers that compiled data from all sorts of different sources. And so data from the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies were contributed along with data from over 60 partner institutions. And the reason that they took the listing to the IUCN is that it's an important catalyst for being able to think about conservation actions, but it's not as automatically regulatory based as a listing under the Endangered Species Act in the United States would be. Sunflower stars do sometimes come as bycatch in commercial or sport fisheries. All the commercial and sport fishermen I've talked to in Kachemak Bay haven't caught one in a long time, but there was concern throughout the range of sunflower stars that if there was an Endangered Species Act listing, that there could be heavy penalties for accidental catch in commercial or sport or subsistence fisheries. In Alaska and some parts of British Columbia, there are these pockets where sunflower stars still seem to be present. And in some cases, there are juveniles that are growing larger and reproducing. But it's really important for us to understand where they are and why and how they are able to recover here or survive here and not in other places. And I would just encourage people, if you do see sunflower stars in Kachemak Bay, we want to know where you're finding them. Connect with us at the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies.
Can you describe what distinguishes a sunflower star?
They're big. They're our biggest sea star species. They can be the size of a extra large pizza, so 3+ feet across. They have more than 20 rays or legs, and they're kind of gooey and slimy. If you were to hold them or if you were pulling them up on a halibut hook, they're going to just sort of drape over. They almost look like a combination of an octopus and a sea star. They tend to be in a combination of purple and orange or pink and green colors. They're the second fastest species of sea star recorded in the world, and they will eat anything they can get their tube feet on. They are pulling water in from their environment constantly. That's how they survive. That's how they move. That's how they move nutrients around their bodies.
What changes in our relationship to the sunflower star species when it becomes critically endangered?
We are in a really unique position. We're some of the few people in the world that can still go out at a low tide and enjoy seeing sunflower stars. You know, make sure that you're leaving them where they are in the intertidal area. We have touch tanks at our field station. We don't collect sunflower stars for our touch tanks anymore. And then for the commercial fishermen and sport fishermen and charter fishermen out there, I'd encourage you, if you bring them on board, put them back into the water as carefully as you can, because they are a really important part of our ecosystem and they're not doing so well in many other places.